begins our series on living out the fruits of the Spirit in our everyday lives, and we're jumping into the deep end today as we discuss love. We say we love pizza, our husbands, our friends, and we're commanded to love our neighbor, but do we really understand what love is? We talk about what love is, what it looks like, and why we struggle to love the people in our lives. We share ways to cultivate our love and wrap it up with a few truths we need to hear if we want to live the lives of love we were called to. Thanks for being here. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I've got Crystal and Jolene.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are tackling a new series.
Super excited
yes.
for this.
I am excited. We've been wanting to do this forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have to be honest, I almost switched gears and stopped. It was just too hard. Mm. When I sat down to study, like, it just felt too big.
Mm-hmm. It is big.
It's huge. These are character traits that are supposed to be part of who we are,
mm-hmm.
right? But how do you cover them in a podcast?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We do what we can. We're going to do our best.
Yeah.
You know, so can I talk about love or joy or patience in an all-encompassing way in 35 minutes? No.
Yeah.
So instead, as we move through the series, we're going to look at one of the fruits of the Spirit every mm-hmm. week and think mm-hmm. about what it looks like on a normal day.
Perfect.
Yeah. Because that's what life is.
It is.
And it can get an itch in your brain and you can dig deeper.
Yeah. It's not everything
mm-hmm.
because, and I don't know everything. I mean,
you don't know everything?
Right? I don't know everything about love. Like, what?
Mm.
No. So I'm going to focus on the tangible, practical, everyday application of these characteristics lived out in our daily lives. And we're starting with the big one.
Right.
Starting with love.
It's listed
first in the list.
Yeah, it is first on the list. I wanted to push it. I mean, I fought this one hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's do something easier. No.
It's first on the list, Becky.
It is. Yes, I have to go. I know. That's why we're friends.
But I think that some people probably think, oh, love, that's the easy one.
No.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying from an outside perspective.
Yeah.
Kind of like, especially at what point of time uh-huh. you are in your life, it yeah. may feel very,
very easy. But
yeah.
it's
complicated when you get a little older.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
And I wanted to talk about love today in a way that worked for everybody listening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's hard.
So, we're not focusing just about romantic love.
Right.
This is about love. Love that you can live out with, yes, your person, but mm-hmm. also your family, your kids, your coworker, mm-hmm. the grumpy person across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Community.
Yeah.
Yes. So let's get into some definitions.
Yeah.
Hard to talk about things when we don't know what we're talking about.
Fair.
Yeah.
First of all, I miss Sydney for this because the Night at the Roxbury song kept getting my...
Oh, my goodness. You know she's going to listen. She's going to sing.
She's going to sing along totally. And she'll text and be like, okay, I sang the song. And if you're young and don't know what we're talking about, I'm sad for you. But no, because what is love? And if uh-huh. you're not singing Baby Don't Hurt Me...
Uh-huh. I was just holding back. Yeah. I've never seen it, but I've seen that snippet.
Song, yes.
You know the song.
Yeah, yes. And now it's in.
Yeah, now it's going to be in your head forever.
It's in our head. Let's go.
But okay, so love is a word we misuse
mm-hmm.
and overuse.
Yeah.
And it means different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm totally throwing out the dictionary's definitions.
Okay.
That's fine.
They are garbage.
That's fine.
Okay. So the first dictionary definition was an intense feeling of affection.
Oh.
I feel that about cheese, okay?
Come on. Well, no. I'm going to put cheese in a love bucket for me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. The second definition was worse. It was strong attraction.
I'm not a magnet.
Like, I can be strongly attracted to Justin Timberlake. Doesn't mean I love him.
'90s Timberlake or with the ramen hair.
In that phase, I was Team JC.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so you can tell we're in a good mood. Being with your friends is a good thing. Now, love can be felt.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's tricky, I think, to define it solely as a feeling.
Yeah.
Well, feelings are transient.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Super. No. Like, within 5 minutes, they can change.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Even less.
And love endures, even when the person you're trying to love is not
lovable.
Being, yes.
Sorry, I got toddlers.
Yeah. Then I got teenagers.
Oh.
So I'm not going to pretend these following definitions are perfect because, you know, it's the word right. love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm me. But these are better than the dictionary. Yeah. That's what I can offer you.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis defined it as, love is not affectionate feeling, but a steady wish for the loved person's ultimate good mm-hmm. as far as it can be obtained.
Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to meet him.
I know. He's at my heaven dinner party.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, I put to clarify, I think affection is a byproduct of love.
I would, yeah.
I don't think it's love, but I think when you love someone, you can be affectionate.
Yeah,
right.
It's an expression of love. So mm-hmm. I didn't want people to think like you're saying love is not affectionate. No, it is, but it's a byproduct. FamilyLife.com defined it as this, a deliberate attitude of goodwill and devotion to others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really liked calling it an attitude.
Yeah.
There's a component of that for sure.
Definitely. Absolutely.
The next two, this one says, love is the power that moves us to respond to another's needs without expectation or reward.
Mm. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Central Church of Cambridge defined love as the deliberate act of valuing someone more than you value yourself.
Mm. Mm. That's a good one, too.
Especially when you're thinking about your family, your kids. Now, okay, what does it look like? Okay, we're going to talk about what it looks like.
Yeah.
The first one, and again, these are the lists you want to be on, the lists you want to relate to.
Right.
That's good.
Deliberate, which means we choose to love. This one is a big one. Love doesn't hinge on whether or not the recipient deserves it.
Mm. That's a huge one.
That's hard. I mean, that's a grown-up love.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Expects nothing in return.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's also big.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't me first.
Mm.
Patient.
I'm hearing love is patient. Love is kind.
Yeah. Yeah. Patience is going to be another podcast. It's going to be real tough.
Mm-hmm. I am looking forward to it.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sick, Becky.
I'll listen to that later to when I'm ready.
Love is forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Love is hard to turn your notes. Love is slow to anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last one slapped me hard. I had never thought about this.
I just tensed my abdominals. I'm ready.
Love listens.
Oh.
It hit me because I thought about it, like, if you're listening, you want to hear what the other person's needs are
mm-hmm.
so that you can understand them, meet them, respond to them, how they need you to respond to them. Love listens.
My dad's really good at that, but well, he's had decades.
I think he's in the minority because most people are terrible listeners.
Yeah.
Myself included.
Took a really long time and he's got some very verbose people in his life. Yeah.
Now let's talk about why we struggle.
Okay.
Why loving is hard?
Because I'm selfish.
Oh, I think that's on here.
It probably is. It should be.
I think it is. I don't know if it's first. Okay. The first one is because love demands vulnerability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't expect that. And now I feel vulnerable. Thanks.
Yeah.
It does.
Not meant to be funny. Yeah.
In all the relationships.
Every kind. Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's a boyfriend, a friend, your grandma, like.
Your little children.
You're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
C.S. Lewis, again, said, to love it all is to be vulnerable. Love anything. That could be your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly broken.
Mm-hmm.
And he's totally right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Your heart is wide open when you love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real honest. Love is scary as heck.
Yeah. But yes, it is.
Especially when you've been hurt and you know
the
hurt is real. It's easy, but when you still are living your idealized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But connection of any kind comes with the possibility of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a reality. McGrathblog.nd.edu said this.
Good preference.
Becky groaned, so brace yourself. Entering into a relationship requires a willingness to engage in something beyond our control.
Mm. Oh. Huh? Yep.
I love giving up control.
So much.
But we don't think about that in terms of love so often, but it is. It is. The other person has power. Mm-hmm. And if we love them, they have power over us.
Well, yeah. And you value their input. So they have a say in what goes on, which is scary when you don't like other people telling you what to do.
Uh-huh. But even like, I'm thinking of friendships along this line, you know, yeah. Like it's scary to put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. And obviously you don't love a person, a friend immediately. Right. It's something no. that, you know,
takes time.
It, everything like that takes time unless you get a puppy yeah. or a kitty. Yeah, that is scary it though. Is, I mean, they're not terrifying. Making your everyday decisions, but no. as friends, I mean, there are
still things where you get that feeling in your tummy. You're like, mm-hmm. oh,
and you know, in the back of their head, your head, they can leave.
But yeah. when you, yeah, and there's things that you tell friends that you're yes. like, ooh,
is this going to be it? Are they going
right.
to, yeah, are they going to go?
Hard days.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's so, I mean, let's just, yeah, we're just being honest.
Scary.
Love is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Two, love requires sacrifice.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not super great at sacrifice.
No, ma'am.
Real love, I held back this definition. But real love requires that we be willing to sacrifice for the betterment of the person we love.
Mm-hmm.
But I like my way.
I do too.
We all do.
Yeah. I really do.
But not only do we like our way, we actually fully believe that our way is best.
Yep. Best and most important.
Yep. It is. Like nobody else. That's fine for you. But I'm telling you, this is a way better way. I mean, how many fights have we all had?
Oh my gosh.
Of those.
I've never thought of it, but yeah.
It's it, right?
That's really most of the fights, Crystal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
And as I was thinking about it, though, like even like our selfishness shows up, even when the sacrifice being asked of us is mm-hmm. stupid and small,
oh, yeah.
like letting the person choose the music in the car.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Or I put
but
like.
I'm not in that mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This, I mean, and this happened to me this week. Or I put like this one, skipping out on an activity you'd been looking forward to and planning as a mom because your kid is sick and really should be at home resting,
oh,
but you want to go do the thing.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a sacrifice.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to quote an entire paragraph okay. from somebody else because I was struggling to come up with my own words. And I'm like, you know what? They said it awesome.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So this is from CatholicMom.com. Sometimes the sacrifice needs to look like patience. Sometimes, this is brutal. Sometimes it needs to sound like a swallowed opinion.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jolene scrunched her nose. I love it. Sometimes it needs to appear to be sand slipping through our fingers as we let go of the past or of our own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Sacrifice is loving people exactly how they are and where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're called to love someone just by being present, and they're a sacrifice in keeping quiet and not trying to fix or change them.
Mm-hmm.
The people who love us back make it easy to love, but we're also called to show Christ's love to those who give nothing in return, mm-hmm. and that is sacrifice.
Yeah,
that's really hard words and really good. I'm going to have to repeat that a couple
yeah.
of times.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, well, I can't make that better.
Mm. No.
They thought about that long and hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I still have reasons love is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. We think about relationships as contractual.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. What can I get out of this?
Well, it happens with a lot of youth and marriage these days.
Friendships too.
Yep.
Oh.
What can you do for me? What am I getting
families?
From this?
I mean, how many families do we see that with?
That's
and it's like you're not even thinking about it. I don't think that it's a forefront thought. Of
no,
like,
it's in a background.
I'm going here because of this or that. But I mean,
I think we're just so naturally selfish.
We are. We learn that word. No, that's one of our first yeah. words. And
uh-huh. it's true.
And it just we hold on tight.
Mm-hmm. We just look at people so often of what can you do for me?
Yeah.
That's not love.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. Well, and it's like, well, I've done all of these things. This, I mean, like, you know, keeping tally is never a good thing to do because then it's like, well, I helped you move on short notice, and I brought you dinner when you were sick, and what have you done for me?
Yeah, that's a real good indication. If that's going through your head, it's like, you didn't do that thing out of love then.
No.
You did that because you wanted something later, and that's not cool.
And sometimes we have to do things out of obligation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely do not want to go do this thing, but it's because you love them, not because... Well, if I do this, then I'm going to hold this over you, and now I'm going to get 20 times as many things.
Mm. Yes, we do the thing we don't want to do because we love the person, and it matters to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's another reason. We expect too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This was episode 2. Mm-hmm. I looked it up that we did. We talked about the myth of rom-coms.
Mm-hmm.
Good episode. This is episode 125, by the way.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
That was fast.
Like, it feels like we just talked about that. But so it's been a while. But I think this isn't just romantic love either. Mm-mm. This is friends and family too.
Right.
We think it's going to be TV. Uh-huh. It's super not.
There's no montage in life. Like, you can sing to yourself your own theme music, but it's not going to speed things up.
I'd be happy if you did.
I know. Let's hear this theme song.
Ben does. My little boy Ben does.
Yeah.
Cleanup song, and he hums stuff.
His montage.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know what? Of all songs, let your kids sing the cleanup. Yeah.
That is apparently what I sing most.
Maybe I should try
that
at home.
I know. Maybe the house will be cleaner.
Maybe.
Hmm.
But we expect. I put idealized, over the top, full of passion every second, John Cusack on your lawn every day kind of love.
Uh-huh.
We're not in a Hallmark movie, guys.
No.
Yeah.
No. And that's romantic love.
Yeah.
And then with friends, we expect the sad. It's a sad week. It's too soon.
Oh, no.
I love you, Chandler Bing. You know, we think that our friends are going to be across the hall or available to drop everything for
us. And go
every
and have,
time we have a half issue.
Coffee in the little coffee shop downstairs.
And that our kids are just their kids are props that just show up.
Yeah. And they don't. Yeah.
Big dinners together all the time.
I don't know any adult that is able to meet with their friends when they want to as often as they want.
We had a housemate and we still didn't manage to have dinner together while she lived with us.
Yeah. It's very hard to coordinate adult schedules.
Yeah.
So that is not right. And even families on TV are often just overly understanding and supportive and
you yell and scream and fight and slam a door and say, I'm not coming back. I mean, just all the things.
I mean, here's the thing. We get glimpses of TV life in our own life.
Glimpses, but they have 30 minutes to make and resolve an issue. Maybe sometimes it's 2 or 3 episodes if you're really lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
And they're fictitious.
Yeah.
And there's no laugh track.
Right. And sometimes life is mundane. Sometimes you're in a period that it's like, I'm not doing what I want to do. And I'm giving a lot of myself right now.
Yes. How often did they show Chandler being at the office?
Exactly. Yeah. Life is normal for most people, and we just kind of have to see that. And I put that here too. We expect too much based on social media.
Yes.
People don't post that we sat around on the couch, and didn't look at each other. We had our laptops open. No, you post the date.
Yeah. Right.
That it was maybe your first in 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No one posts the regular.
My kid barfed on himself 5 million times today. This is my laundry pile of barf. No one, someone might post
someone
that.
Someone might post that. But yeah, we don't post that stuff.
Looking for, sympathy, though.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are for, texting.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. But those expectations, I think they make us devalue the friendships, relationships we do have.
Yeah.
Because then we're like, well, why isn't it as good as, because that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
That's their highlight reel.
Yes. So, I mean, I don't want anybody to think that what you have is broken or less or something to walk away from because they're not doing this thing the dude in the movie did.
Mm-hmm.
That they're
might
a regular person.
Not be their wheelhouse or their plate might be full.
Yeah. And I think we said in the episode, you look for the ways that the person that you love loves you back in their love language.
Right.
Might not always be yours.
Right.
And that's hard.
Yeah.
That's what I love about learning about people's personalities and stuff is because you can see things differently. So if we knew people's love language, it would be a whole lot easier to understand, okay, I get you a little bit more. Yes. Mm-hmm. If we could just like go around with my name is dun, dun, dun,
dun. Yes, and I am a provider. Like,
right.
Because mm-hmm. then in your head, you're like, I didn't think they care about me at all because they've never said those nice words to me, but they're always taking the trash out and uh-huh. wiping up the counter and that. They're like, I'm really loving this person. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why we struggle. I got to keep going. We have, because we're messed up. We don't love properly.
Yeah. Right.
Here's, this kind of sounds like a truth, but I stuck it here. We struggle because love isn't just for the person we're crazy about. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, it's the way we use the word love most often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of how we think about it. Mm-hmm. And it's easier, and I put in parentheses, at times, mm-hmm. easier to love the person that you're in love with. Mm-hmm. Okay. Especially if it's new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's pretty easy then.
Yeah.
Yes. But we are commanded to love everyone. Mm-hmm. The crazy uncle. The grumpy coworker, mm-hmm. that lonely person that monopolizes all of your time with conversation you don't care about.
The conversation.
We all know. We
can, yeah.
We're picturing you.
Speaking from experience. If you aren't picturing someone, it might be you. The screaming baby. Yeah. The sassy teenager. Mm-hmm. See, I hit us both.
Yeah, yeah, thanks.
The person who thinks differently than you. Mm-hmm. And we want to go out of our way to show we care the people that are easier to love. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think we go out of our way to avoid the people
absolutely
that are yeah. less fun to love.
Mm-hmm. That's accurate.
Yeah.
It's true. We can't pretend that.
No, we can't pretend like we love
everybody's
them.
Listening understands this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You can't just love the people who make your stomach flutter or the people like y'all who like encourage me and sharpen me and make me a better person. Mm-hmm. Y'all are easy to love. David's easy to love. Mm-hmm. But it's everybody. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
No. That's a super tough truth to swallow. Mm-hmm. It really is. We weren't commanded to politely ignore or to avoid. We weren't commanded to tolerate someone's presence.
Ooh. Oh. Uh-huh.
I'm really good at that. Mm. I'm really good. Mm. Or just being in a room with you and just pretending you don't exist forever. I'm good at that.
So you're a cat?
Mm. Yes. Yes. And you know, we weren't actually commanded to like yeah. everyone. We it's were true. Commanded to love them.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about tough love at all? It's okay if we're not hitting that.
Not today.
Okay.
Do you think that it would be easier because in different languages, they have separations of word for love?
Yes.
That maybe that yes. could be a slight
and
bit
us
easier?
Us Americans, I mean, and we're just so focused on
the one
romantic.
Kind.
Where that's not in every smooth. Country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard because that is what we think about. Mm-hmm. So yeah. we get messed up.
Oh. Isn't like all the New Testament in Greek or something, and Greek has nuanced it has
different yes.
versions.
Even when Jesus asked Peter like the three times, do you love me? He uses two different words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Agape and phileo. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can't tell you which is which right now, but married go pastor.
Gotcha.
Okay. Here we go. we're just moving because yep. it's love. And again, how do you talk about it? You can't talk about it
it's
all.
It's really deep. You'll
this is just
drown in a good way.
Every day. Mm-hmm. So yeah. this is what I'm excited about. Each week in the series, I'm going to give you a couple ways to cultivate mm-hmm. the trait in your life.
I like that you said cultivate because it's not instant and you have to work for it.
That is so true.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a process.
Says
you're
me.
Not going to be good at it.
It's not a ding microwave thing. It's a
yeah.
crock pot
These
thing,
are
my friend.
To work on mm-hmm. and they're not all like tasks like one and done mm-hmm. like you do okay. it this one
I
time
magically was nice to the person that I normally ignore in the yes. room
and now I love them.
Now I love them
I'm
a good person.
It doesn't work like that.
Not today.
Dang. All right,
well, you're about to tell me that it doesn't work like that.
Okay, now I've got four ways today.
Okay.
Way one, share moments. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, this might sound like nothing, but we're really terrible at it. Because sharing a moment means you actually have to be present mm-hmm. in the moment.
Not on your phone, not yeah. space casing out.
Mm-hmm.
And watching the clock.
Just right there, you're bad. I mean, most of us are bad.
Yeah.
You actually have to like show up in your moments mm-hmm. and live in them mm-hmm. and not be in my head. I'm usually in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I told them this week, I'm trying to work on that and take a few steps back and just my days are taking all my energy right now. I'm trying to just be in my day, mm-hmm. but it's hard. We can also ruin this. I'm not picking on you, friend. We can also ruin moments when we get, this is me too, when we get hyper-focused on our to-do list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it pulls me out of my moments when I'm task-oriented.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm like, I can't play with you right now, Harper. I have to get to this.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to enjoy my baby on the couch today while the other baby was sleeping. And I'm like, I could be doing all these other things right now. I'm like, or you could hold your baby.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You could just sit there. And I did. Did for until I had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. My 11-year-old came up and was hugging me for like prolonged amount of time while I was making cookies for church. And in my head, I'm like, I got into so many things. Mm. I'm not done with the podcast. But it was like, no, 11 hugging me. Mm-hmm. 11.
That's, yep. I would have told you to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did.
Good.
But it mean, but it's telling that we have to tell ourselves these things. Mm-hmm. It's not automatic. Oh, no. It's not. So let's see. When we pull ourselves out of our moments, especially with, you know, kids, family members, friends, that because we're not going to be sharing moments with a stranger at the library. But
no.
When we're focused on the next thing, we're actually communicating to them the next task on my list is more important than you.
Yeah.
And we've all felt that on the flip side.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to do that to people that mm-mm. I care about. Mm-mm. So, yeah, just be in the moment with the real human people that you're with. Mm-hmm. When you're with a person, be with the person. Love starts with being present. Number two, ways to cultivate. And this one is tough. Let the molehills stay molehills.
Ooh.
When you think about loving somebody, like,
that's a good life plan.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done.
Yes. You do not have to pick every fight.
No. Mm-hmm.
We're learning this. We're learning this with our teenagers. Like, you don't have to die on every hill.
Mm-hmm. No. That's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. You have to learn to let some stuff go. 30seconds.com talked about this idea with the idea of not getting mad when your spouse forgets to take out the trash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, it's a super practical thing, but we all been there. Like, uh-huh. And when they do that, we put the worst mm-hmm. on them. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't value my time. And I guess you see, I'm not worth doing things for. Like,
no. But we would never also consider the things that we didn't do that same day.
As I hit my head on the microphone. Yes.
Oh, I didn't get all the laundry done or... I didn't get mm-hmm. that.
Because mm-hmm. it's not in my brain. Isn't it all like, well, I don't value my kids. I don't care if they have clean clothes. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I had other stuff going on.
Yeah, I love you so much. I had to do these other five things, which is why I didn't get to this one thing. Yeah.
So for this, I tell you, sometimes the very most loving thing you can do is keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm. Shut your gob. Because you love them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't need to say it. You don't need to pick on them about every little thing. Mm-hmm. You do not.
And don't bring it back up in a fight.
Later. Oh my mm-mm. gosh.
Don't do it.
No. Keeps no record of wrongs. Mm-hmm. Should have been on my list for traits. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Show the person that you love, whether it's your mother or your friend or your husband or your boyfriend or your child, give them some grace. Mm-hmm. Cut them some slack and realize they're just as human as you. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't take everything personally.
It's so hard. It's usually not.
It's so hard.
It is so hard, but it's almost never personal.
Yeah.
I mean, it... Really
I think
not.
As a grown up, you can see it more, but like, I can think of many moments where
it's hard. I remember even just struggling that with when the kids would make a mess and I would take it personally. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not dumping out their toys because they're saying your time's not valuable. They can't think that way. They're five.
Right. They're having a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with me. Number three, ways to cultivate. Do what is best for them. Not what is easiest for you.
Mm, that's hard.
It is. This has been my mantra with my older kids lately. Mm-hmm. It is tough. But I thought about it and I'm like, it should have been my mantra with David for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And it has not been. But I'm excited to start now.
Mm-hmm. Better late than ever.
Yeah. Yeah. What is best for them, not what is easiest for you. Mm-hmm. Especially sometimes what's easiest for me is definitely not what's best for them.
Right. Well, how do you know sometimes?
Well, depends what it is, I guess.
That's right. Fair. It's fair.
I mean,
not everything's cut and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may know after.
And then so the next time.
I made the wrong choice. Next time.
I mean, and it can be as small as like letting him take a nap.
Yeah.
When what's easiest for me would him for him to be present and helping me with the children who are bickering.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
But what's best for him is, okay, you're exhausted. Take the nap.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And we're thinking about this with, you know, my kid's thinking about college. We've been trying to do this for her. Like, what is the best life plan for you? Not what makes my life easy. It's not my life. It's her life.
Yeah.
Okay. Last one is really tough.
Okay.
Meet them where they're at.
Mm-hmm. That is hard, but we would want someone to do it for us. Mm-hmm. And we would need someone to do it for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
I wish we thought about people the way we think about our own needs. Maybe that's love.
Maybe loving that's your neighbor as yourself.
We're growing into.
We're learning. We're learning. Now, I have ideas. This can be as easy as when you're exhausted and when they're exhausted, like when your spouse is exhausted, only has the energy to sit on the couch, not being like, "Hey, we're going out." Mm-hmm. You know, that's not where they're at. Or when your kid is stressed about school, that is not the time to give them a lecture about cleaning their room.
Right.
True.
Or this is a good one when we're thinking about people outside of our friends and family, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to make you change before I love you.
Mm. Yeah.
We think about that, like, in a church a lot. Somebody comes in that really needs Jesus, messed up, living a hard life. Like, no, you get to be here. We welcome you here. Mm-hmm. We love you right now.
Right.
I'm going to love you. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, if you're having a bad day, I'm going to sit with you in that. It means if your friend is really introverted, you're not going to force them to go to a dinner party with strangers. Mm-hmm. This is a tough one. Oh, you think what I believe is stupid? Okay, I'm not going to judge you or argue with you about that. I'm going to love you anyway.
Mm-hmm. That is a hard one.
It is a hard one. That's where they're at.
Right.
Got to meet them where they're at. We've talked about it before. Like, judgment and meanness doesn't change anybody's life, but love sure does.
Well, yeah, more is caught than taught. And if you just come alongside, assuming they're not doing something dangerous, come alongside and they watch you, and then at some point they might get curious about how you're doing it.
Right.
Yeah. So just whether it's your spouse or your kid or someone new that shows up to the PTA or church, like you just meet them where they're at, love them for who they are right now.
I mean, we're probably all grateful in certain situations that people did that for us.
I mean, even with you guys, you know, if one of us is having a bad day and being a grouch monster, it's not like, I'm not going to talk to you until you're happy.
Right.
Well, I guess we're not talking today.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. We can't be friends till you have energy again. All right. Peace out. We had a good run. Okay. Now, I'm ending each of the pods in this series with truths.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
It is like pouring down rain right now.
Is that what I'm hearing?
It's the rain, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Also, when we came up here, it was light out. And now it's dark.
Okay.
Yay, fall. Okay.
Hey, it was a great day. I got an extra hour of sleep.
I am glad. I am glad for you.
No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't bring that up.
No, it's not sarcasm. It's not sarcasm at all. I'm like, because I was like... Well, that was when I thought, I'm like, I bet Crystal's sleeping.
Yes.
I was.
Good.
Yeah.
Someone should.
Hardcore. Yes.
Someone at the table should sleep.
Yes.
Oh, I do.
Good.
Now, today, I only have two truths.
Okay.
Okay.
It's one for
because
each
love, this was hard for Becky. Okay. Love is tough. Here we go. This one is a really good truth. I really like it. It sucks to remember.
Okay.
Grand is easy. Small and consistent is hard. But it's a big
Becky.
But I think the small everyday love is where it's at. I think that's where the magic is.
Right.
Anybody can pull a big one-time gesture. Anybody can do that. But I think it's in the showing up faithfully every day, good times and bad, that's the true measure of somebody's love for you. And that's whether you're talking about how you love your romantic partner or your friends when they show up all the time in the little things, in the David coming home, in the texts every day, checking on each other, in the us being okay with when we're venting about stupid things to each other or whatever. Like that's faithfully showing up. And Psychology Today totally agreed with me. made me feel very good. As I was studying, I came across an article that talked about how we undervalue small moments of everyday love because we're always waiting around for the big giant thing.
Quit waiting.
It's not coming. It's probably not coming.
It's not worth the wait.
And this goes back to wanting the movies. I talked about in that episode where I kept waiting and waiting for David to act like Heath Ledger and dance down the stairs singing to me.
He has sung to you, but I cannot see him dancing down the stairs. But he, I don't think his upbringing leans towards that.
He told me this week he dances in front of his choir students because he wants them to loosen up and realize high school's not that big of a deal.
That is so cute.
I know. Right. So, but he has never danced down stairs in like an amphitheater. It's too good to be true to me.
Okay, well.
I'm still waiting.
I was like, there's still time.
There's time.
You're going to football games now, right now. Yes.
So you have stadium seats.
I do have stadiums. But I wanted that. I mentioned it before. I wanted John Cusack outside my window with the boombox. I wanted Gilbert Blythe to take up his teaching position for me.
Everyone wants that.
And if that made you swoon, we are kindred spirits.
I know.
But yeah, I think the big gestures.
It's the Q-tips, guys.
Yes. Go back and listen. Episode 2. Yes.
Is that still episode 2?
Episode 2.
Well, because I was looking at the Q-tip thing and I'm like, it's kind of full. I literally never feel this. Yes. He does it every time. Every time, guys, it's the we're tiny 5 gestures. Years in and he has never been like, why don't you refill the Q-tips? Never. He just does it.
Yes.
He just does it.
Those things are love. It doesn't have to be this grand $4,000 bouquet. It's
our cat eats bouquets, so no.
Yeah. Okay, last truth. Nothing else really matters.
That's quite the truth there.
If you're going to boil down the Bible.
You didn't hear my blinky blink in agreement, but yeah.
If you've ever been to a Christian wedding, you have heard 1 Corinthians 13. Called the love chapter. And it lists all the things that love is: patient, kind, enduring, blah, blah, blah. But we usually go right to that list of qualities and we miss the first part of the passage, the part that directly tells us we're nothing without love. I'm going to read it for you because I didn't write it. You can be mad at him. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy and if I understood all of God's secret plans, I would love that. And possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I have to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing.
Paul.
Paul's at my dinner party too with him.
But I hope he uses shorter sentences.
So literally though, we can have every talent and ability imaginable. We can be the most educated. We can have incredible faith. We can follow every nitpicky rule to the letter.
Right.
If we don't love people.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, this was put into a DC song, DC talk song many, many years ago.
Yeah.
That I still listen to sometimes.
Watch me try and remember what it is. I'll get there. I know it. Anyway.
I'd have to listen to the...
Yeah. If you don't love people, it's life. Life is for nothing. It's for nothing.
But we know this.
We do.
For God so loved.
Yeah. Doesn't change us, sadly. Hasn't changed us yet. We're missing the point. Now, I love the way the NIV puts it, that if we don't have love, we are nothing. I'm quoting Christianity.com. To have love is to have taken possession of, owned for ourselves, and experienced the love of God for us. This means God is our source of love, and the list of behaviors is a result of us internalizing and receiving God's love for us. Love becomes our motivation. So I know what love is because I know who loved me. God is love. His son was the living embodiment of love. And because I know love and because I'm loved by God, I'm able to understand what love is and then show them. I'm not going to try to be too theological in all of these podcasts, but I can't talk about love without mentioning God because I couldn't be capable.
Yeah, right.
I'm a crummy person. I need his help. So you want to know love? Meet God. That's what love is. All right. You know, that was love in 38 minutes.
Woo-woo.
Good job.
you know? That's pretty all right. All right. Stay with us next week. We're going to be hitting you with another one. I mean, you can get a spoiler alert if you want to go to Galatians 5 and find out what's coming. We will be back with you next week.
Bye. Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl in a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcast. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.